And as the sweet sounds of Helvetia fade out, we begin the final episode of Whatever Gays for 2025. You guys are all tuned in to CKUW 95.9 FM, and we're broadcasting live from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and I have a treat, maybe more for me, but for anyone who's listening today, aside from the intro song, is entirely physical media. I have a pile of CDs that I'm excited to play from. Some of the favorites that I found at thrift stores, gets it from friends or suggestions from my dad. And some of my recent favorites that I've been playing on the drive to band practices, as I've been able to use a car with a working stereo. However, with the older car, the CD player will just chuck them out and say they don't work even if they do, which just will scratch your CD more. So if your car stereo just straight up isn't playing CDs, don't keep trying. I've lost a couple that way. But for now, we're going to get into this band from Quebec that my father recommended me. Like a little bit Britpop-y, a little bit psych rocky, but I played them on Christmas Day. And I don't know, I wouldn't say I fell in love with them, but I really, really enjoyed this album and what I was hearing in there and some other projects called The High Dials. But this album was called Sea, and I thought it was a very good mix of kind of new age, indie, Britpop, and psych rock. And the two songs I'm going to play off of this album are The Secret Novel and Suburban Paradise. And we're honestly just going to see how this hour goes. I mean, we're going to have fun. It'll be a good time. I got me, myself, and I, and some of my favorite music over the month of December. And, I hope you guys stick around. It's going to be a fun show, and I'm going to see if this works. But this is the Daltons from Montreal, Canada.
Mr. Harbour. Yeah. We'll be right back.
just heard a pair of songs from Outrageous Cherry's album, Love Will Change the World, or Our Love Will Change the World. And while doing research for this song, I completely forgot that the song I just played, which is the title track from the album, was featured in the new Superman movie from James Gunn. And I know James Gunn likes, like, a lot of 90s bubblegum pop and indie, but that was just very fascinating to me because I discovered the CD in the basement. And then I look up online at this band, and oh my gosh, this song blew up. Because they are... James Gunn, they've gave them a pretty huge shout-out. So that was a neat little fact about that song. And then we played the opener to that album... Pretty Girls Go Insane. Outrageous Cherry is a twee pop band from Detroit, Michigan. I don't think they're around anymore because their guitar player passed away many a year ago, and I think that is kind of what finally put the nail in the coffin for that band. But they made, I think they produced 17 albums as a band altogether with a rotating lineup of musicians, with really only the singer staying the same. But that song and that album was from 2005, and before that we heard the Datsuns from Montreal, Quebec, off of, I believe, one of their only two albums, C, with the songs The Secret Novel and Suburban Paradise. So still going with like some 90s underground indie right now. And I think up next, because my friend, when I posted some of the CDs that I was going to play, hates this one, I think I'm going to put this one in next. This is Jimmy Eat World with Clarity, and I think I'm going to play 12-23-95, because it's the only really Christmas song that I listen to. And then after that, I think we're going to get into some more local bands, see what's up, but at the very least, we're going to have a great radio show. This is famous second wave emo band, Jimmy Eat World, off of their second album, Clarity, and this is 12-23-95.
drift on each shoulder again. I'm staring at the frozen meat, the polished floor up underneath me, looking at each color.
And that was Living Hour with Lemons and Gin off of their third album, Someday is Today. Lemons and Gin is most definitely my favorite Living Hour song of all time. I think a few people would agree. I know people really, really, really like Feelings Meeting, but there's something about Lemons and Gin that just tickles my brain in the best way. I think it's the little percussion elements in the side that really round out the song, as it is not just Shugie's guitars and drums, but there's a lot of different elements that all play into each other quite well on the song Lemons and Gin. Living Hour actually just got booked to play Wilco's Sonic Sound Festival, which is very exciting. And it's cool that a band from Winnipeg is going all the way up to that festival and playing with the likes of the Breeders and Gang of Four. And some of my other favorite new bands of the year, including Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band. So some of my favorite releases of 2025 will all be playing at that festival. And that will be very cool to see. And before that, you heard Arizona's Finest, Jimmy Eat World, with 12-23-95 off of their third album, Clarity. Clarity was the last album by Jimmy Eat World to actually be on the Capitol Records label. And one wouldn't think that, because of how big Bleed American would end up being, but they just simply were not satisfied with how Capitol was treating themselves. So I think initially they self-released Bleed American, and then a label picked it up for redistribution. But it's just fun to think that a self-released album of that level could be as big as it was. And it was really the mainstream breakout for Jimmy Eat World. Up next, I think I'm going to get into some... Well, you know me, whatever it is, and we're playing more 90s alternative and emo. Oh, no. Who would have guessed? But this CD I've had in my collection since August, when I went out on tour to Calgary and found it at Sloth Records. Shout out Sloth Records in Calgary. And it's the Flaming Lips' second album, professionally released, which is The Soft Bulletin. What I really, really love about The Soft Bulletin by The Flaming Lips is that there's not a ton of real instruments on that album. It's all just synths and electronics meant to sound like a real orchestra at points or real guitars, but it's almost all digital instruments. And I thought that was really ingenious for the time that it came out. No one was really doing, 808s, synths, and breakbeats at the time, unless you were an electronic artist. So the Flaming Lips kind of bridged the gap of electronic and indie during those years. Obviously, artists have gotten way more in-depth with how you can mix those two genres now. But the Flaming Lips, definitely one of the pioneers. And then after that, we're going to get into Vancouver's own twee pop outfit, Cub. You guys listening to CKW 95.9 FM? This is Whatever Gaze. I'm your host, Dez, or DJ Dez. And it's an all CD night here this week before 2025 comes to an end. So I am trying to close out this show's year with my favorite CDs of all time. This is The Flaming Lips with Feeling Yourself Disintegrate off of The Soft Bulletin, if I can get this loaded up.
I'm your angel. I'll give you everything. My magic power. So make a wish and I'll let it come true for you. Tra la la la. Yes, you're my fairy. You give me everything I ever wanted. Life ever made a wish. And is that why I have you? Tra la la la.
Unfortunately, we're running into some technical difficulties with the Cubs CD, but we managed to get one song out there, which was Isabel, about Isabel riding a camel. Cubs, definitely one of my favorite kind of unheard of twee pop bands from Canada in the 90s, with members such as Neko Case joining their ranks for a few years while they were all in university in Vancouver and Victoria. Cubs signing on to Mint Records, which at the time was Canada's premier indie label, but now no one I really know online is talking about them, and I think more people should, because a band of that quality just coming from Vancouver, honestly, they should have blown up on TikTok a long time ago. And before that, we heard The Flaming Lips with Feeling Yourself Disintegrate. Let's check out some local shows happening. I know, obviously, tomorrow is New Year's Eve, and I believe Real of Winnipeg has kind of cornered the market this year. They have three shows going on at New Year's Eve tomorrow night. We have the New Year's Eve party at the Daughter with instrumental surf rock band The Catamounts. And then one of Winnipeg's premier supergroups, The Funky Miracles, featuring local guests such as Leith Ross and Chris Ulrich. And then, of course, the all-time classic live band karaoke with members from Fold Paper, Greg McPherson Band, and Hut Hut to play at Side Stage, which means anyone can go up and karaoke from their list of, I think, like 250 songs these three musicians know. So if that interests you at all, definitely give it a shout. And then the week after, at Public Domain on January 3rd, we have the return of Winnipeg's favorite punk band, Nuclear Man, with power violence group Society Scum, and a new group which I have no idea what they're about, called Ultra Fiche. Continuing on with Public Domain, on the 9th, Foxwell is having their Widower single release with local openers Bland and Tiana. Other than that, it seems to be a pretty quiet start to the new year. There's no big artists touring to Winnipeg. Local acts seem to be hunkered down for the long winter of songwriting. What do I want to play next? Coming up next, I think we're going to head into some Britpop and some Texas indie. Up first, we're going to grab London. Never mind, the C is missing for that one. We're going to go straight into Austin, Texas indie group Spoon, who I had the fortune of seeing live. And seeing them live really spurred my interest in creating music, because those guys were like 40 to 50 and still bringing their all just to perform songs they've written from the early 2000s to a crowd in 2023. And I thought that was really, really impressive. 2, 3, 4, 6. And then after that, we're going to get into a couple tracks off of a label split of a lot of 90s emo and metalcore, but I'm going to play the softer emo side today. Called The Initial and Eulogy Sweet Deal Label Sampler. Definitely one of my favorite samplers that I have. I have a couple of new ones, but this is the really, really the only old one I have. For now, you guys are listening to CKW 95.9 FM, and we're going to get through a few more CDs before On Your Way Home takes us away. This is Spoon with Anything You Want. Thank you.
than you are. Come on back, 'cause it's all still here. I'll be in the back room drinking my half of the beer. I left you and me so right. Was it the same thing every night? It's just a matter of time. It's almost measurable. Imagination ain't kind on us tonight. You're at your best when you got the guns turned 180 degrees. And finding out if it adds all up right. We go through all the same lines, we sell out to appease, but go to sleep in a bed of lies. I've made my own more than once or twice. And now time is my time. We'll be right back.
And you just heard Keepsake with the song She Hums Like a Radio. This split I found online for $4. And again, this is the record label's initial and eulogy. Great Deal label sampler. I want to say from 2001, but I don't have an exact date on hand. And before that, we heard the Jazz June with The Medicine. The Jazz June, one of the second wave emo bands that has been really popping off online. And every time I see a second wave emo band that just explodes online, not inorganically, but very, very fast, I just think, oh no, they got another one. Wrap it up. Time to find something more niche. You silly emo. But their Jazz June is fantastic. I love them. I'm glad they're getting their kind of late career success as they do. It's exciting to see second wave emo specifically come back with the resurgence of bands like February and First Day Back, giving homage to a lot of the second wave, more melodic screaming or even just melodic crying. And it's coming back in a big way, and I'm very excited for that. We're almost done with the show. Thanks for sticking with me through this hour of music from my CD collection. I am super excited to be back live today for this episode of Whatever Gaze as 2025 comes to a close. I'm not sure if I'll be back live next week, but I will definitely be here live for almost all of the spring and summer. You guys listening to CKW 95.9 FM. To close us off, one of my favorite finds from Into the Music. I found this CD for $3 in the bargain bin. It's an electronic duo called Boards of Canada. And we're going to close off with the opening song of the album, Kid, for today. While not necessarily fitting the overall theme of the rest of the albums, I just could not play this one. It's too fantastic. It's just a collection of four longer songs. What the heck? Analog CD players, man. There we go. And something about Boards of Canada just makes them my favorite electronic group from the 90s. I think it's maybe the use of more trip-hop elements compared to other electronic groups like the Prodigy or the Chemical Brothers. But we're almost done with the show. On Your Way Home is up next. Don't tune your dials. I've been DJ Dez. Thank you for listening to this episode of Whatever Gaze on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is Boards of Canada, the King for a Day. I hope you guys have a wonderful New Year's Eve, which is tomorrow. Oh my goodness. And I'll see you all in the new year. Thank you.